Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
We don't talk about when we're, well, not very frequently do we chat about it when we are talking to competitive athletes, is what it's like dealing with your period when you're performing in competition as a top athlete. And professional English golfer Annabel Dimmock is with us on the line today. Annabel, thanks a million for joining us, first of all, here on Lunchtime Live.
This is
probably the side of competition that we don't really ever talk about.
Well, it's kind of a bit of a taboo subject, you know. I grew up with a lot of male coaches, you know, that are like father figures. Obviously, my dad is an instrumental part in my career. But to be honest with you, it's only been the last year that I've been open enough, you know, to actually talk about these sort of problems when really, you know, it's extremely common and it is a huge, huge sort of aspect into my training and my playing, you know. It kind of affects the women's body a lot.
It is remarkable that we don't talk about it, because for every single woman listening to this show today, including myself, we either have them, we've had them, or we're going to get them. And yet we don't talk about it.
Well, the thing is, you know, professional athletes, especially on the subject of Olympics, you know, they would be leaving absolutely no stone unturned. And the famous saying is, you know, the 1%'s the 1% that I speak with my mind coach and all my coaches and things like that. But this isn't just a 1% for women in sport, you know. This is a big, big thing. It happens every week out of a month, which is a lot, you know. That's a lot of time, really.
Well, it's obviously a quarter,
you know.
And for all of the female athletes, you know, taking part, it's, I'm sure, for probably the vast majority of them, it is something that they're dealing with right now, or have been or will be as part of their competitive performance. Like, can you just give us some insight in your own experience, because I know you've been talking about this as part of the Active Iron Summer of Sport campaign, but how has it affected you, Annabel, over the years and when you're competing?
I mean, only recently I really have started to do something about it, you know, just as I'm obviously getting older and I'm, you know, learning more about my body and things like that. And I have obviously been using Active Iron as a way of sort of helping me manage it. I'm not saying it's a problem, as long as you're aware of things. But when I'm competing, you know, and I'm on my menstrual cycle, it's a different mindset I have to take. I have to understand that, you know, when I'm out there and things aren't quite going to plan, it's so easy to get angry. You know, I find it a lot harder to control my emotions. If I'm playing in the heat, I find my fatigue. I have to make sure I'm prepared, you know, with hydration tablets, make sure I have a lot of food. Because I also know that I get a lot hungrier when it's my time of the month. And, you know, I need to make sure I'm fully prepared if I'm going out there to compete and play. You know, I'm playing against girls that probably aren't on their menstrual cycle, a lot of them will be. But, you know, you have to be fully prepared and ready to compete with someone, you know, that's feeling 100%.
Do you ever look at competitions and when they fall, you know, maybe in 6 or 7 or 8 months' time?
You know, it's hard. It's really, really hard to plan, because you may plan sort of 6 months down the line. But for me, you know, I'm not really, really regular, you know. So you could plan for something and then you get there, and the week that you were planning on, you know, being at home, you know, it doesn't always go that way. So you have to be ultra prepared. So me personally, I don't plan. I plan probably like 3 weeks out, because obviously then I know exactly what's going on and things like that. But more for me, I plan and try to plan in my prep weeks. So I know that, you know, I won't be doing my heavy gym sessions when I'm on my menstrual cycle and things like that. I don't know why I keep saying that. This morning. But yeah, it's more, I take into account more in my training than actually when I'm going to compete. So I don't want to pull myself out of a tournament, you know, and things aren't exactly on schedule.
I know how
I expected them.
But it is, you know, this is probably the first time I've ever had a conversation with a competitive athlete or a professional athlete about their periods or menstrual cycle. Yeah. And so it is something that we don't talk about very frequently.
But it's
interesting to hear you say, like, obviously, I know you're operating at a professional level, but it's something that your team and backroom team It's a big part of your discussions in terms of training and preparation.
Yeah, 100% it is, 100%. And the thing is I can always still learn and be more open. That's why I think it's great that we're having the conversation about it, because I think young girls need to understand that this is something that they need to talk about with their coaches or even their parents, you know, in what maybe swimming clubs they want to go to or things. And, you know, I have to prepare my outfits for it. It sounds crazy, you know, but I have to completely prepare my outfits for it, going to a tournament, you know. And things like that. There's a lot of, and if you don't, you know, I don't want to have the anxiety while I'm playing golf. I've really got enough to think about.
But that's particularly in golf and the sport that you're in, Annabelle. Because, with the clothing you're wearing, typically tends to be the sort of spring colours, a lot of white. Like, well, I can imagine
it is, you know. If a lot of my summer outfits are light colours, you know, it's stressful. I'm out on the golf course. I mean, when I go to golf, including my warm-up and things like that, I'll be at the course for 8 hours, you know, that's a long time.
Yeah. So that's all
a long time with TV cameras on you as well, which is the added pressure, you know.
Is this a conversation you have regularly with other female golfers?
I think only that are close to me, you know. I think I'm quite open about it, but I think there is still a lot of people that would sort of have the mindset that they maybe don't want to talk about it, or there's a slight, not embarrassment, because obviously there's nothing to be embarrassed about, but you know, some people don't like talking about this stuff and things like that. But I think that's just because there's not enough of us girls, you know, openly speaking and making sure in a room with men that it's heard and they understand what's going on here to help us, you know, do better in maybe competition. And if coaches are more on board, you know, they can maybe understand how we're feeling, and if, you know, if we're getting a bit down on ourselves, it's, you know, to help us with that. So I think it's hugely important that we are having these conversations about it.
I was fascinated, but even just when you mentioned a few moments ago, like in terms of what you would eat on that particular, on those particular days, and particularly if you're out active in competition, how it can impact even that, obviously.
I mean, I eat a lot of protein bars on the golf course, and I know that when I'm on my period, I do not fancy protein bars. I crave a lot of carbs, which isn't a bad thing. You know, our bodies need carbs when you're exercising. You know, that's also a bit of a taboo. Do you know what I mean? No one wants to eat bread and things like that because of your flat stomach. But when girls are on their periods, I know for me personally that I have to take on a lot more carbs than I normally do.
And that's something that before you head out in the course, that's what's been packed up.
I have to make sure that I have food packed in the bag. You know, I've already made a sandwich or a baguette or something like that to make sure I have something like that on the course today.
Getting it ready. Hey, Annabelle, just in talking to you today, and you're incredibly open and honest, you know, in highlighting this, is there more that, whether it's, you know, I don't want to say Team Ireland as such, but that athletes in Ireland or in the UK, is it just simply about talking about it? Is that the way to raise awareness?
I think it's, you know, it's about talking about it and finding solutions. That what's your tendencies, you know, when it's your time of the month and things like that. What does your body need? You know, I supplement myself obviously with active iron now, which really, really helps my concentration and things like that, because there's so many things that it affects: fatigue, concentration. But so I have supplements that I take day in, day out, just to prepare myself for it. And just knowing how your own body works, and to be able to know that, you have to be able to speak about it with people, you know, as an athlete in your team. There can't be any taboo subjects, you know, there's no stone left unturned, you know. The competition's getting too good in the women's sport now, that's what it is.
Speaking of competition, I'm sure you're glued to the Olympics.
I can't stop watching it.
Yeah,
I can't stop. I watched recently that Simone Biles Netflix, and what an incredible!
I was glued to it.
Obviously, I was a massive fan of her.
Yeah,
but wow, the story really, really touched me, and I think everyone is glued to the TVs, not just in the gymnastics now, but I was watching the sprint documentary. It's great, you know. We're feeling and understanding the people at Olympics, what they're going through.
You're
I
not.
I think it's great educational as well. For younger
it's funny you mentioned that. I've been was watching Sprint on Netflix myself over the past couple of evenings.
Yeah,
it's highly recommend both the Simone Biles doc on Netflix and Sprint as well. If you're looking for something to watch, I presume you're not just cheering for Team Great Britain though. You've obviously a big Irish connection as well.
No, I'm definitely cheering for Team Ireland also. With my mum half Irish, I have to.
Your mum's Cork, isn't she?
Yes, she's from Cork, that's correct.
Yeah. Are you over much in Ireland or?
Do you know what? I am over there in about a month. I've got the Irish Open, Ladies Open, and it's been at Dromoland Castle for the last couple of years. It's actually moved, and I need to double check where it is now. It's still an unbelievable golf course. But I try to get over to Ireland as much as possible. The Irish people are definitely my favourite on tour.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure to chat to you today on the show, Annabelle. Thanks a million for your time and
fascinating
insight into dealing and managing your periods as a top athlete when you're competing, whether it's at a professional or amateur level. That's English professional golfer Annabelle Dimmock. She's with us today talking about the Active Iron Summer of Sport campaign. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.